This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Governor Jared Polis says his COVID-19 diagnosis will not interfere with the special legislative session that begins today. Colorado lawmakers are meeting to build an economic relief package for those hit hardest by the pandemic. Polis says he feels okay and that the legislature has plans for those who will participate remotely.
I can sign a bill that's delivered to me and without contact. I can go out, grab it, sign it, put it back, spray it with Lysol, and then put it back out.
Polis says he doesn't know how he got the virus, but that he's grateful he didn't spend Thanksgiving with his parents, who are in their 70s. Denver student well-being is lower now than it was in May during the early stages of the pandemic. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
A fall survey of DPS students and families shows that students are experiencing stress daily because of learning remotely. More students identifying as Native American, Latinx, and Black are reporting stress. They also report less satisfaction with remote learning. 6% of students say they went hungry 3 or more days in the previous week. The district is ramping up food distribution and mental health supports. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
State health officials are considering a new program to let businesses operate with higher capacity limits under current COVID-19 restrictions. The idea is modeled on Mesa County's five-star program, in which Mesa County businesses are inspected and their safety plans evaluated for public health compliance. State officials hope to review the county's pilot program to see if it will work under severe risk categories. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.